it pays to be a team player. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Whiting, assistant professor of management at Central Florida University, examines how being part of the team can lead to a bigger payday from your employer.
In the contemporary workplace, teamwork is becoming the norm rather than the exception. This raises the question, does it take a different kind of employee to achieve success in a team environment compared to an individual setting? And do managers responsible for hiring team employees consider the potential teamwork of a job candidate rather than focusing solely on their skills and abilities? We investigated these questions using data from the NFL draft. We looked at 440 players drafted over a 7-year period. First, we obtained measures of their physical prowess, metrics like speed and height, and on-the-field performance in college in the form of statistics like receptions or tackles. Then we combed through more than 26,000 newspaper articles written about the players during their college careers. We looked for instances when players engaged in a particularly team-oriented behavior called contextual performance. When a player helps a freshman learn the playbook, when they watch extra game film to help the team, or when they defend a teammate who's receiving public criticism, they're engaging in contextual performance. We found that NFL teams prefer players who engage in contextual performance, and they also pay them more. Three media reports of contextual performance increase a player's draft stock a full position and result in a first-year salary increase of somewhere between $100,000 and $150,000. Perhaps most interestingly, we found that these reports of past contextual performance predicted future job performance. Players who were more helpful and supportive in college performed at a higher level on the field in the NFL. Thus, even in a workplace that is thought to be all about results, it seems to matter how well you play with others.
That was Stephen Whiting of Central Florida University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Come on, come on, let's work together. Now, people, because together.